The Oklahoma Sooner softball team enjoyed a spectacular season this year, one of the best ever in the annals of NCAA D1 softball. OU was ranked number one going into the postseason, having lost only three times all year. They led in virtually every team stat nationally, and they set an NCAA record with 41 straight victories. They were on the verge of sweeping to another title until they ran into UCLA in the finals. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with that generous tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always connect for more information at WWIB.com. First team All-America pitcher Giselle Juarez of OU is with me again on the show. She finished at 28-4 this year, but she's not finished with yours truly on Sports and Commentary. A pleasure to welcome her back. So, like I said, you all enjoyed a record-setting 41-game winning streak this year that came to an end with a loss to Wisconsin. Our own Badgers here in the NCAAs. Talk to me about that Badger team you lost to, Giselle.
They were good, you know. They have some really good players on that team, and they made timely plays at the end for that first game, and then when we came back and made some timely hits also. They're a tough team, and I think for us, when we lost, it like CeCe and I believe Nicole, both of them were just kind of like, hey, like, flush it. Like, we got another game to play, and it's all on the line. Our season could be over. It could continue. Like, it's all on the line right now, so just put it out there, everything you have. And I think that was, like, after that loss, like, I think we kind of needed it. Like, there was no more – it's not that there was a burden from us. It was, like, press and all of that, like, just worrying about our win streak because we never really talked about it. It wasn't something of importance because it just, like, it didn't matter to us. But, I mean, it was amazing that we made history like that, but at the same time, it was just like, well, we have – it's over, like, let it go, like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it was a 2-1 loss to Wisconsin in game two, that first round. Then the next game, you go out there in the circle and throw no hitter against the Badgers. How about that?
I was just giving it everything I had, like they wanted, and I was going to give my team a fighting chance, and I don't know, like, it was, I just kind of, like, even in that game, like, actually at the end of the first game, I was like, okay, well, it is written. Like, this was supposed to happen, you know? And for a second, it hurt. But, like, then I was like, you know what? No, like, I have another game. Like, if I'm going to go out, like, if our season's going to end here, I'm going to go out giving it everything I have. And I think that's kind of the, like, mantle I lit for myself as, like, okay, any game could be our last game now.
Yeah, so you win that second game Sunday and advance to the next round of the NCAAs. Play another Big Ten club, Northwestern, sweep them away, and you're on to the Women's College World Series in Oklahoma City. Tell me, Giselle, about next year's team, how you're feeling about what you all can put together.
I see a lot of potential. I know we have a big class of freshmen coming in, which I'm really excited for. We have a transfer coming in, and she's really good. I've played with her before. We just, like, I'm really excited because we have a lot of younger people, but, like, they're all really experienced. And obviously, like, senior class is, like, pitchers and Nicole, and she pitches. So, like, I just say we're all pitchers. But it's going to be really awesome to, like, have this squad, and I'm really excited to see what we can do this year because I have a feeling it's something special both on and off the field, and that's what's really exciting.
Well, one of the reasons that you were so effective this year is that you were given rest throughout the season by Patty Guest, so because you had a deep staff. But one of your veteran pitchers is transferring out. Mariah Lopez is in that transfer portal. What does that mean for you going forward, Giselle?
Well, I think we have a lot of pitchers coming in. So as like freshmen, so So I think it's like kind of the returning pitchers, just to like really help them in like any way they need. I know like when I transferred in, Mariah and Shannon Sale and Nicole were all the ones to help me get used to everything. And they took that torch and, like, passed it and, like, lit mine. And so I think just doing the same thing for these freshmen is what's important, and, like, really helping them and, letting them know that, like, we're here as a staff and we're here for each other, like, no matter what happens. And I think that's what's really important with them.
Yeah, you came in from Arizona State before this past season at OU. Making first team All-America status, what does that mean to you?
It's awesome. It obviously means a lot, especially being with all those other great All-Americans. But, I mean, I would trade it in for a national championship with that group of girls.
Sure, I understand. I'm talking with Giselle Juarez, the left-handed ace for Patty Gasso's University of Oklahoma softball team, the national runner-up this year. Giselle, we're out of time again, so let's invite you back to our next sports and commentary, because we want to explore your Christian faith, your walk with Jesus Christ, and this has been not just a great year in the circle for you, but a great year spiritually for you, too, one that you'll never forget. And we'll visit about that next time on Sports and Commentary. Left-hander Giselle Juarez of the Oklahoma Sooners. Thanks for being here today. Have a great one, all right?
Thank you, you too.